91.5 WMFO in Medford. Monday night, 8 o'clock, it's time for Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future.
Future?
Of rock and roll. And this week, I don't always do themes, but I have been doing it this semester. We've got Women Who Rock, and it's going to be a good show, I guarantee you. Last week, we did covers. There's not enough time to do everything you want to do, so I'm going to have parts two of these. Anyways, I'm going to try not to talk a lot. I got a lot of music to squeeze in. So we're going to start with this.
Just small. One man on the chessboard. Get up and tell you. Me.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston, and global, right? Because I guess every radio station is global these days. Hello to Christoph and Nicole listening from down in Florida, and I actually never asked you how it went in terms of the hurricane. I hope you guys are okay. You just heard, speaking of hurricanes, have you seen what happened out in western North Carolina? It is just, what a tragedy. Oh, my God. And that kind of ties into the song, unintentionally, When the Levee Breaks by Beth Hart, off a tribute to Led Zeppelin 2022 release. The song was originally by Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe McCoy from 1929, and it was about the 1927 Tennessee flood. Same parallel, right? So close enough. Before that, my heart really does go out to them. I know that area pretty well. Anyways, before that, Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin off of Lady Soul from 1968, and she is the queen of soul. Apparently, this track earned her that title. Before that, We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's off Beauty and the Beast, 1981, and we opened up with White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. So we got brand new music coming up from Larkin Poe. You've heard this. I found out that not everyone knows this phrase, so I'm gonna put it out there just in case you don't, just to catch you up. There's a phrase, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned," and actually that's from a play by William Congreve, and it actually comes from, you know, it actually is, "Hell has no rage like love to hatred turned, nor hell a fury like a woman scorned." So, with that in mind, this is "If God Is a Woman" by Larkin Poe, a symbol of female strength, I believe, and also just, I kind of feel like it's a rallying cry in a lot of ways. But anyways, brand new music from Larkin Poe off their forthcoming record, Bloom.
If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down on your knees, pray for you. Heaven and hell have no fury. Better watch what you do. I'm gonna pray for you. Blessed be my haters, I love to hear them talk. I make waves like an alligator, walk on water through the swamp, through the swamp. I'm gonna walk on water. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. That fruit off the vine. They say I'm problematic as I turn water into wine, into wine. I'm gonna drink that wine. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down. Thank you.
devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you.
Crazy, crazy.
call me. Right. Oh, at WMFO 91.5 in Medford. You can call me, actually, if you want to go to WMFO.org. You're not really calling me. You know, it's 2024, right? But WMFO.org on the top, on the menu, there's DJ chat. And right now, there's just a leopard bopping out. He's bopping out to that song, actually. He's still bopping, though. I'm a little worried he's going to hurt his neck. Anyways, so you just heard. Oh, and we have a special guest in the studio who may or may not come and talk with us.
Hello!
That is DJ Spawn, formerly DJ Spawn of Sean, me being Sean, her being Spawn. All right. Say hello again.
Hello.
All right. So we have, you just heard Call Me by Blondie. You heard Crazy on You. I think that was Heart's first big hit. And we opened up with brand new music from Larkin Poe, If God Is a Woman. All right. So I'm going to be kind of quick here because I want to fit in everything that I've got for music. So I bought a record player recently, or a turntable. Record player, if you cats and kittens aren't hip to the fresh lingo. And this story's going somewhere. And I, on my wall has been hanging a record for several years that a friend's band recorded. All right. The band was called Curious Ritual, and one of the band members still volunteers here at WMFO. Joel Slimchus, I think, is volunteering here still. But anyways, this band, they were good friends of mine. I used to follow them around all over the place. They really influenced my music when I was making music. They influenced my musical selections. They really kind of shaped me in a lot of ways into. You know, in some of the directions I've gone musically. Very good people, Curious Ritual. So this is a three-part story, and it all comes together, right? So I had a friend named John. He was a very good friend. We were friends from eighth grade all the way up until 1992. I think that was sophomore or junior year in college. I don't remember which. And John and I were like good friends. We were like brothers. We worked together at one point. We were like, as people say, it was always shenanigans, always fun. And John was also friend, a very good friend of the folks in Curious Ritual. And John passed away suddenly in 1992 and has left a mark on me. Not a day goes by that I don't think of this guy. You know, not to sound weird, but he's usually either a main or a background character in my dreams, which is weird to say. But yeah, I guess I never really got over it. But anyways, the point is, Curious Ritual did an album that they dedicated to John. John was a DJ at ULOL, or UMass Lowell now. And they did a record dedicated to him, and they called it Poles. That was his last name. And so I got my first turntable since I was a teenager, or record player, for those of you who are not hip to the lingo, and pulled the record off the wall and played it. And went on Facebook and made a deal about it. And, you know, and then I came in last week and I did my show and I walked out and I came back in to talk to the DJ and to grab my water bottle. And they're sitting in a stack, like just laying there, was the exact same record. Now, I don't believe in signs. But if I did, this would be one. So the first time I've heard this song since it was played live back in the early 90s was on this. And I want to play it tonight because it's, you know, it means a lot. It means a lot that my friend's friend, that my friends honored my friend in this way. Not very eloquent story, but that's how it is. Anyways, this song is from 1994, I think, by Curious Ritual. It is called Blast the Stars. They did write a song specifically for him called The Last Winter, but it would break me to play it. So I will play this, which I love this song so much. Thank you.
I looked at you same as before. What had changed, I do not know. But the thought of you replayed in secret. It hurt me, but I asked for more. Falling down your rabbit hole, I kept on biting back what I was feeling. I closed my eyes and you walked there, innocently unaware. Stop me, stop me, tell me, tell me. Break my heart for all I care, as long as I get to be there. Stop me, stop me, tell me. Is it wrong? Is it wrong? Is it wrong? It kills me when you're gone. Is it wrong? Is it wrong?
We'll be right back. song.
WMFO in Medford. You just heard Pixies with Gigantic off of Wave of Mutilation from 1988. The singer of that was Kim Deal. And here's the deal. Kim Deal also formed the band that you heard before that, The Breeders, and with the song Cannonball. That's Kim Deal's band. And before that, you heard The Warning, one of my very favorite bands, with 23 off of their album Error. And we opened up the set with Blast the Stars by Curious Ritual. I want to say hello to a few people out there. I want to say hello to my little brother Nathan. I'm glad you're listening in. Joseph and family. And I think Christoph and Nicole, I think I already talked to you. You're old news. And yeah, so anyone else who's listening, and thanks for listening in. Again, you can be in touch if you'd like to. If you go to WMFO.org and click on DJ chat and drop in. Right now, there's just one lone leopard bopping away. I think he's stuck like that. Yeah, he's stuck like that. All right, remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Help ensure your child gets the same experience. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. All right, we're coming up on the last couple of minutes of the show. We're going to go to Marketa Irglova and Glenn Hansard with their project, The Swell Season. Glenn Hansard was also of the band The Frames, and the two of them were the stars in the movie Once the musical was done after, and that's where he made his fortune. The Frames just played Fenway Park with Pearl Jam. I don't know how I missed it. I found out the next day. I'm like, what? The Frames played Fenway. They're my favorite band. One of my favorite bands ever. Anyways, this is the beautiful and haunting song, I Have Loved You Wrong, sung by Marketa Irglova.
me free, but can you still not stay with me?
WMFO Medford on the campus of Tufts University. I love doing this show. I'm here every Monday night for this semester at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. And I do, the show is called Roots and Resurgence. It's a survey, if you will, of the past, present, and future of rock and roll. Tonight's show has been and still is Women Who Rock. Women Who Rock. I don't do a theme every week, but I have been lately. Last week was covers, and there's going to be a part two of the covers soon, and there's going to be part two of Women Who Rock soon, because there's so much music that I didn't play. I didn't get to Janis Joplin, but we're going to lead you off with Pat Benatar with the song We Belong. So have a great night, and be kind to each other.
Inside me, I see your face everywhere. Still you say we